Hello, everyone. Here we are once again with another episode of the podcast. This week, I interview Carlos Medina. And if you live in the desert Southwest, you've absolutely heard about this multi-talented and incredibly creative human being. Besides for being an actor, as well as a mariachi player, Carlos is also a comedian who regularly performs at the Jean Cocteau Theater here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Carlos's story is a little bit like a fairy tale, and as we were having the discussion, I kind of thought, oh my gosh, his whole story is full of magic, I swear. A series of incredible encounters has led Carlos to where he is today. With an incredibly popular YouTube channel, his comedic characters are hilarious, with regular gigs all over the desert Southwest for he and his mariachi trio, and with regular work in the movies. On the Treasures page of the website, there will be a link to a collaboration between Carlos and Meow Wolf. For one of Carlos's songs, he and Meow Wolf created a music video that is hilarious, enchanting, and I also think slightly demented. If you get a chance, please be sure to check it out because I think it'll give you an idea of just who Carlos is and just how incredibly talented the folks at Meow Wolf are. I enjoyed my conversation with Carlos because honestly, he's been on my get list for forever. And so when he agreed to sit down and talk to me, I couldn't even believe my luck. So now, episode 118 of Bite-Sized Blessings.
Just recently, my girlfriend and I stayed at a Airbnb in Nashville, and we slept in the loft. And around 2 o'clock in the morning, we both distinctly heard footsteps. Like, just you could not deny they were footsteps. And I turned to her and I said, "Did you hear that?" And she's like, "Yes. What is it?"
Well, I would love to hear any stories or of magic or miracles, things that have happened in your life where you've either witnessed something or you've experienced something that maybe you can't explain. I have had everything from, you know, it's everything. Everything that I thought a miracle was is nothing. Nobody ever tells me the story of what I think a miracle is. It's always all these other things that people think miracles are. Not my idea, but they're all so beautiful and powerful. So I would love to hear if you have anything like that to share.
Well, you know, again, it just depends how you define a miracle. I think the older I get, the more miracles I experience because I feel like I've become wiser. Sometimes a miracle for me is just getting through the day. And I know that's kind of, you know, low-hanging fruit when people think of miracles. Like, I never witnessed anything one way or the other. Like, I've never seen a ghost. I've never felt anything paranormal or extraterrestrial. I just feel like I've just been blessed with protection, I guess, one way or the other. You know, I've heard stuff at night and wondered what it is, but never have seen anything. I just recently, my girlfriend and I stayed at a Airbnb in Nashville, and we slept in the loft, and around 2 o'clock in the morning, we both distinctly heard footsteps. Like, just you could not deny they were footsteps. And I turned to her and I said, "Did you hear that?" And she's like, "Yes, what is it?" And I said, "I don't know, but if I hear it again," I told her, "I'm going to run down because I want to see." That's kind of my quest. Like, I want to see something. I've never seen anything. And sure enough, we heard it again. So I ran down this like really small spiral staircase, and I jumped, and yeah, I mean, there was nothing. But maybe that's a blessing in itself. I grew up thinking that miracles are for people who don't believe, because we believe by faith. And from what I understand, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, you know, if it takes a miracle for you to believe, then it's not faith anymore, because you've seen it. So faith is it's quite an exercise, you know. It's an exercise, because you have to you just have to accept what you don't see and feel or smell or touch. It's very much like patience. I used to pray for patience until I had to actually exercise it. But I can tell you that over the last 20 years, I have become way more patient, and it truly is a virtue.
I'm stuck on the fact that you ran towards the footsteps. I'm like stuck on that you went towards the footsteps. Did you ask the owner if their place is haunted?
Well, they have, you know, it's a super old cabin, you know, so I'm sure we're not the first people there that have felt or witnessed anything. Prior to being a full-time entertainer, I was in construction. So sometimes you're working in, you know, late night. You have to work at night because it's a business or whatever, and they're open during the day. And I can tell you, I certainly have felt like somebody's looking at me. Every hair in the back of your neck stands up, but just have not seen anything, you know. It's one of those things, but I'm okay with it.
I don't know about you, but if I heard footsteps in an otherwise empty house, I would either hide under the covers or lock myself in a closet. Clearly, Carlos is made of stronger stuff. I need to thank this generous and multi-talented human being for taking the time out of his day to tell me some of his tales. And I also need to thank the creators of the music used in this podcast: Frank Schroeder, Winnie the Moog, Taiga Sound Productions, Fat Sounds, and Stephen O'Brien. For complete attribution, please see the Bite-Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, you'll find links to, of course, Carlos's cool music video, other artists' work, books, and things that I hope will lighten and brighten your day. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. If you're brave enough, be like Carlos. When you hear those footsteps in an empty house, or the hair rises on the back of your neck because you just know something is out there that is watching you, but you can't see it. If you're brave enough, be like Carlos and try to figure it out. Go towards it. But if not, you can be like me, and you can hide under the covers and pretend that it's not happening. I'll see you next week for episode 119. And until then, I hope the rest of this week is filled with beauty and some sort of cool new adventure that gets you seriously excited by life.